Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Phil Clausen, Director of Human Services for Blue Earth County, and Angie Youngerberg, Director of Business Operations for Human Services in Blue Earth County. Thank you both for coming. Last week, we did the first in what is going to be a three-part series of the Yellow Line Project. And for listeners who didn't hear last week's show, it's an opportunity to capture folks who come into the jail in Blue Earth County and assess their mental and or chemical health issues. Maybe they have an addiction or something like that. And addressing that and hopefully getting them the help that they need so that they don't offend again. And this is a program that is fairly unique, and Blue Earth County has been a front runner in the state of Minnesota for this, so something to be proud of. My question, Angie, is can you give me an idea of how many people who come to the Blue Earth County Jail actually have a mental health or chemical abuse issue?
We see over 80% of the people that come in to the jail have some sort of identified mental illness or chemical health need at that time.
That's a pretty high percentage. And I'm wondering, are some of this, you know, sort of traditional support systems in some of these folks' lives not there? Like maybe sometimes there isn't the family support?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. We see that people have all sorts of needs. We've found that connecting people immediately at that point is the biggest factor in determining a successful outcome. If you're immediately engaged with that person, they have a 70% success rate in their plan. If there's any delay at all, it's 30%.
You know, I can't help but think about the driving after revocation because it just seems to me probably a vast majority of these situations are people who are needing to get to work.
You're absolutely right. Transportation and that feeling that you're pinched, maybe you're in a situation where poverty is an issue, that you don't have the family supports. It's like, where do you turn? And then all of a sudden you have a choice to go to work and drive even though your license is suspended or not. What we can offer through social services is on a short-term basis, this intervention, the Yellow Line Project, really focuses on a window of about a month to 2 months. So we're trying to get people back on their feet. This project really focuses on just what you're talking about, practical things. So if that is bus tokens or if that is a taxi fare, we can work that out on a very short-term basis. Then we put it on the person, and this is important, and we've worked very closely with law enforcement, and they do not want to be soft on crime, and neither do we. There's consequences to pay. There's accountability. And what we've learned, though, is what it takes to get your driver's license back is not just going down to DMV and reapplying. It takes a long time sometimes to do that. So we have to have gap fillers. It's a huge practical piece to make sure that they get to work so they don't end up going backwards or losing their apartment.
Thank you, Phil. Phil Clausen, Director of Human Services for Blue Earth County, and Angie Youngerberg, Director of Business Operations for Human Services in Blue Earth County. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.